Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
The hypocrisy that is COVID is still...
For real.
Smoking, where are we at with smoking right now? Because a couple days ago...
The nicotine kills the COVID. If you have it in your lungs, it's like a shield for
COVID.
Get
a nicotine patch.
Yes. And we found out that Steve passed some sort of genetic markers with his sedentary lifestyle and his nicotine intake that he's impervious to the vid.
It's keeping me alive.
Nope, now it's saying smoking increases the risk of getting the coronavirus.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
You're
dying again, Steve.
You're flipped again.
They just flipped on whether or not we can get it from a surface, you guys.
I know. Right. Everyone's still wiping down carts, and it's like... Didn't they just say that it's not really?
Yeah. And what about the, we just lowered our death toll.
I know, by a lot.
By like 300-400 people.
To the point where I think we crushed the curve. We need to,
the curve is like an old horse. Yeah. You just bear, it's the one that you put your grandma on.
Good job,
on.
Guys. The curve flattened it way too much.
I think the reason the curve got, the death toll got lowered is because a bunch of people, if somebody had COVID and died of anything else, they called it. Because there was that dude who had an alcohol content of...
Yes, it was ridiculous.
Like 0.96. It was like, it can't be 0.96. You only have a little bit of blood in your veins. But it was like, he was at a limit that it was unheard of.
Right.
But he also had COVID.
So they blamed it. You had a great analogy for that. It's like, if I have...
If you have COVID and you commit suicide...
There.
You yourself in the head, and I'm not trying to make light of suicide.
Absolutely not.
But if they test you posthumously and go, you have COVID,
you're counted.
They were counting you.
Yep. Yes. So they redid all of that, and now we're in the 800s.
Yeah, we were at 1,200.
Right.
And now we're at 800.
I think when it comes to reducing the curve, state of Colorado is now the third best. We're like rocking it.
We're killing it. Yeah.
So much so that they've furloughed half the hospital workers.
Wait, what?
Because there's nothing to do.
There's nothing going on.
It's the opposite.
No.
They're like, we don't have enough.
Because nobody's doing breast enhancements. Nobody's doing all the stuff that, like, the other stuff. So, like, Tiak's sister, who we talked to.
She's a nurse.
She was on the COVID unit. She hasn't been on the COVID unit in a month.
She's been home furloughed?
She's just sitting at home going, give me a boob job. Give me something to do. Like, give me something else to
really.
Do.
I thought it was like a run on the... Okay.
No, it's
hoarding,
not.
Hoarding hospitals.
That's why this whole thing... How have our texts been lately?
I haven't looked.
Because I don't want people to be mad at us.
Because I'm scared.
Because the last couple of days, we've kind of taken a line where we're like... And I know people are... It's selfish to say open back up, but it's not. Selfish to say that. I want my friends who own restaurants to succeed. I want my friends who work at restaurants to succeed.
Exactly.
I want my friends who own tanning salons to succeed.
I want
Amber to be spray painting people like it's like it's going out of style.
You just got a text say you're being selfish.
Shut up! And no, I want my friends who own bars to invite me in so I can sit there and I heard there's a bunch of places opening in Parker.
I did too.
I don't know what they are. If you guys know, text us at 51059.
Because they're just down the road from me. I could just...
I know you can. I just want... Like, if as Parker goes, maybe Commerce City goes.
Ooh,
or
you think everybody else will
maybe
follow?
Maybe Denver?
I think Denver will be the last, but I think things are looking that direction. It's all... Everyone's starting to gear up so that when we get the okay, we're ready. I've just seen on Instagram a couple places that I frequent, like, kind of stocking up on their booze again and saying soon. And another place I haven't been that I'm excited to go, they're kind of... ready to, they have a huge patio area and they're new. So I think they're going to maybe do half capacity soon. I don't know.
Why do you think Denver will be last?
Just because we're the biggest. I don't know.
Or because Hancock's on TV all the time.
We're going to let the
Parkers. You know what I mean? Like, you're got Kaufman's never on. The Aurora, the Arapahoe County dudes never on TV. Ever. So it's like, always, so Parker and Douglas are just like, screw it, let's go.
We have a fan of our show that's on the Parker City Council.
His name is John.
Yeah, he's a huge fan of the show.
But see, I don't know if John and his fellow city council members said it's okay. What I heard was like seven or eight businesses in Parker all got together and go, okay. I go, you go. And they all go, let's go.
So they're going rogue.
Wow.
A little rogue.
Okay.
Because at a certain point, there's going to be a bunch of people standing outside trying to get in. And so you're going to make the business mad and all the people who want to eat there or drink there mad. And you're on the city council and you're up for reelection. You're not going to stop them.
So do you think that when Parker opens up, the whole, for the surrounding environs, we're all going to rush to Parker. Party at Parker.
That is happening.
Slacker's ready to go.
I'm dead serious.
If it's
there's a biker bar right on Main Street.
Yeah, there is.
I do not fit in a biker bar, but I will absolutely be there.
Heck yeah.
I'll hit Walmart and buy a Harley shirt.
I'm with you.
Let's go.
I got a leather jacket.
There's a couple other things that are going on in the world. One is there's a TV special coming up where celebrities cut their hair.
Why?
Because, Steve, there's literally nothing else to watch.
Oh, okay.
Because we've all finished Hulu and Netflix.
You're right. Got to look for new things to do.
Amber?
I'm going to say this. I don't want to see any celebrities doing anything right now. You're not relatable.
You're saying that they're cutting their hair for themselves or for our pleasure?
Here's the thing. They're trying to pretend they're relatable. It's going to be a TV special where they're doing
No, I can't. Get out of my face.
The truth, the reality is, you know that the second they turn off the live feed, there's a team of makeup artists that are going to come in and fix the disaster
of
their hair. Of course.
Because you can't comb roll your old hair, can you, if you're going to do that?
So there's going to be like stylists, I think, telling them what to do.
Oh.
And then they do it. It's going to be, pull a little bit more out and then do this.
Wow.
It's stupid.
It's really gotten to that point where there's nothing else to watch.
Are they big names?
I think Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell, they're hosting it.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Osbourne, Lindsay Vonn.
Oh, she's...
All right, whatever.
Some hockey guy. Never mind. This is a dirge.
Okay.
But I have found the show that we're all going to watch.
Oh.
It's called Labor of Love.
Love show.
It is 15 men trying to impregnate a woman.
Huh? What?
Look, Steve's got a face that I'm not even ready to process.
Do I sign up?
Does it have the word hub in it? Or?
I don't have all the details. It's a 41-year-old woman.
What?
Who wants a baby. And there's 15. It's like a bachelor show. She's going to figure out whose swimmers she wants.
Wait, what?
They go on OBGYN like appointments and stuff. And they go on dates and like.
I was picturing. Yeah, you're
right. No, it's not. They're not swarming her.
Right. Okay. So she's going to pick one guy to impregnate her out of the 15 guys.
But that's not the rumor.
They're not having like relations. You said it.
They go through a process. Okay. The bachelor format, like they go through a process, like who's the fittest the dad.
Except at any point in The Bachelor, do they go into a room with Steve's hub website and leave a deposit in a Petri dish? Because that happens on this show.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.